What the fuck is going on, everybody? It's your boy, Chad Arms, Chatty Bobby 1130, Battle Rap Chatty. Battle Rap's motherfucking Dusty Rhodes. Because I'm just a common man living the American dream, and I got some motherfucking bionic elbows. You hear me? Look, now anybody that knows me knows that I already do podcasts called the Chatty Bobcast. It's on iTunes. Look it up. It's on my group channel. We have a group channel called Triple Flix Mafia. It's a horror movie collector channel, and I just put my podcast on that channel. But I decided today, fuck this shit. I'm going to do a second podcast, and it's going to be strictly battle rap, okay? Because I can talk that shit when it comes to battle rap. Believe it or not, regardless of what my accent may make you think and what preconceived notion you may, you know, arise to from my vernacular, I just want you to motherfucking understand this. I know my battle rap shit, okay? And this is just going to be Battle Rap Dusty Rhodes. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what we're going to call it. We'll just call it Battle Rap. I don't know. This is episode one. You know, fuck it. We're just going to talk. Anybody that listens to my other podcast, knows that I do something very ridiculous in the sense that I just rant while I'm driving. So for this first episode, we're going to try it that way, but we're going to do nothing but battle rap. We're going to talk just battle rap, and we're going to see what happens. I don't have anybody that also is a supporter of mine should know that I don't ever have a script. Because if I had a script in front of me, I'd freak out. I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know what to do, okay? So, episode one. Let's just talk about the main thing that everybody's been wanting to talk about, or that we've been talking about. And that is the URL app, okay? People have been up in arms. And we're not talking about my last name, okay? Pause. People have been up in arms about this podcast. People have been up in arms about this damn URL app, okay? People have been pissed off that they got to spend $8 for battle rap. I mean, a month. Now listen, people, okay? I love the shit out of y'all, okay? I do. I love the motherfucking shit out of you. But I'm going to need you to understand something. It's eight fucking dollars, okay? It's $8. Eight of them. Eight of them. That's less than, let's see, gas is $2.57 here in Middle Tennessee. So that's 3 gallons of gas a month, right? They're starting, the app is launching Monday. I'm assuming this is either uploading today on a Friday or tomorrow on a Saturday. Depends on when my fat ass can get my technology situated. But it's $8 a month, okay? They're starting the app out with 15 unreleased battles. One of them is Cassidy versus Goods, which we've talked about to death and will continue to after it releases. One of them is Geechee Gotti and Chess. I'm assuming, I don't know for a fact, but I'm assuming one of them is New Jersey Twerk and Rum Nitty. I don't know. And there's going to be some band battles and some legacy battles and some who knows. Now, URL has said a few things that they may not have said looking back, you know, saying if you can't afford $8 a month, then you need to not watch battle rap. Run me off the road, fucking dump truck. Run me off. I don't even exist on this road. You are clogging up the motherfucking back road arteries, and I ain't going to stand for it. Anyway, it's $8 a month. Look, URL shouldn't be saying stuff like, well, if you can't afford that, you're broke or whatever it is that they're saying. That's not the way to go about it. But I understand URL's side of things when they say, you know, it's just $8 a month. I think that's a perfect price point. I subscribe to so much shit. I have Apple Music that's $10 a month. I have my Apple iCloud storage, which is $5 a month. I have Hulu, and I do the Hulu premium, so I don't have to worry about fucking ads. Okay? That's $12 a month. So that's 12, 10, 22, and 5. That's 27. Netflix is 13, so that's another, that's 40 a month. Amazon Prime's $10 a month, that's 50. What else do we got? WWE Network's $10 a month, that's 60. I have SoundCloud Pro for my music, that's 12, 13. So 60, so what's another $8 to your boy? I mean, you know, I'm not, it's just, but I don't have cable. You see what I'm saying? So I don't have to. I watch all that I want to watch. My Xbox Live is $10 a month, I think, because I pay it monthly. You know what I mean? It's a lot of different charges, but I don't have cable, so I don't have to worry about that $150 cable bill a month or whatever. So unfortunately, that's just where stuff's going, okay? It's just going the subscription base. I've been saying or hoping URL would do something like this for years. I just know that I just assumed that it takes a lot of money and a lot of time to develop an app that's going to be a state-of-the-art app. You know what I mean? I have no problem paying $8 a month. I was expecting them to say it was $19.99 a month or something. I would have paid that. Okay? I'm not mad at people that say it's too that they don't want to pay for it. The thing that people are griping about is they're saying, well, it should include pay-per-views, okay? In a perfect world, that would be amazing if it included pay-per-views. But they're not the WWE. Like Beasley has said in multiple interviews with PSA Podcast and Norbs' interview and some other interviews, WWF has been around for years, and before that it was WWWF. I'm a wrestling motherfucking connoisseur. You hear me? WWE is worldwide and has millions and millions and millions of subscribers and have made billions of dollars. Vince McMahon just launched that app in 2014. So it's 5 years old. It started in like February 14 or something when he launched it. I've been on there since day one. Okay. They can afford to do that because it's WWE, man. Like, URL is not to that level yet. And if they need to charge $8 a month, they're starting out with 15 unreleased battles, okay? They're going to release 3 battles a week after that. So they're going to let us start at, you know, they're going to let us start with the 15 unreleased battles, and then the week after that, they're going to release 3 more, and then so forth and so on. I hate going under tunnels, but I'm just afraid one of them's just going to collapse on you, boy, and that'd just be the end of it. But y'all had never heard of the podcast if that was the case. So if you're hearing this, I got through the tunnel. But, you know, I can see the gripes. I can see the gripes from the fans. I can see the gripes from URL's side because they've been giving away free content on YouTube for 10 years. They're about to hit October of this year is their 10-year anniversary. I think October of 2009 is when they did that first event with Rex and Math and all those. Big T and Deacon Frost, LeBron James, The Remains. You know what I'm talking about? It's been 10 years, man. And URL just started doing pay-per-views like 3 or 4 years ago. So I don't have a problem paying the $8 a month and doing the pay-per-views. Especially being the fact that I blog on Battle Rap now. But even if I wasn't blogging, I would still pay it because I just love Battle Rap that much. I'm a diehard Battle Rap fan. You know what I mean? That I don't have a problem doing that. But I also pay for all those other subscriptions I just said. I don't know, man. I think it's going to be awesome. They're going to have my thing is people are shitting all over it and it hasn't even been released yet. They've given some bloggers like a sneak peek. Shout out to the homie Piper Boy. He got a sneak peek, said it's really cool. And some other battlers as well. URL obviously has been working on this and putting money into this for a while now. You know what I mean? So they're not going to release this without making sure it's dope. And then, just like anything else, it's going to have its bugs. But, like, my thing is this. When you download apps all the time, whatever the apps you have on your phone, your iPhone or your Android, sometimes they fucking have bugs in them, man. And then you just say, okay, well, it's bugging out. I'll just wait for the update. You don't fucking get on Twitter and, like, say, Candy Crush is fucking crashing. It's crashing. It sucks. Fucking give me my money back. You don't do that. You just say, well, shit, Candy Crush is acting up. You know, I guess I'll go to, you know, Angry Birds or whatever the hell you play. If you're a grown person still doing that, I don't know. I'm just making an example. I don't know, man. I'm not taking it so... I'm just excited, man. I'm excited because it's an app and it's going to be dope. You can still have your YouTube. People don't have to subscribe to the app. They've said it multiple times. If you can, you can still get the pay-per-views and just watch it on YouTube and just be and not pay anything other than that if you get the pay-per-view. They're not making anybody buy the app. You're just going to have to wait longer, just like we've been waiting. These last 2 years we've been, URL has been saying, get the pay-per-view. It's going to be out a long time from now. You know what I mean? So if you want the content earlier, then you get the app. It's just like anything else, man. Like, perfect. Oh, and I forgot to also say that I subscribe to several Patreons. I subscribe to the Dirtbag Dan Show Patreon. I subscribe to Ruin Your Days Patreon. You know what I mean? And just because it's just to support them. It's like $5 a month for each one or something. But just like that, like, anytime you subscribe to a Patreon, and if you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure you subscribe to Patreons, whether it be, you know, Battle Rap or video, or Gamers or, you know, whatever it is that you watch on YouTube, everybody's doing Patreon. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. It's like you're paying to get early access to content. That's why I don't understand why people are getting mad that URL is, like, doing the app. Like, just don't get it. It's like, don't get it if you don't want it. You know what I mean? I, however, am a very excited grown human about it. Thank you, dump truck. Please don't just run over me. I'm just in an Impala. I can't compete with that. The fucking gargantuan dump truck that you're driving. So don't kill me. I have a family. I have friends that love me. I have stuff I like to do every day. So don't ruin that for me. Okay. Where are we at? 12 minutes. Oh, God. So, yeah, the app. I'm fucking excited about it. Did I say that yet? $7.99 a month, man. If it's that serious that y'all can't afford $8, message me, man. I'll talk to you. I don't have money like that. But if you need a damn month free of the URL, goodness gracious, man. Look, I get it. URL has said a few things that's got people upset. Never tell the supporters that they can't afford it or they're broke. I get that. But people keep forgetting that this is the Battle Rap community. It's not like other communities. It is a community where the basis of Battle Rap is clowning each other, degrading each other. You know what I mean? So it's not the normal community. It's gotten a lot more WWE here the last couple of years. But I just don't take none of that stuff to heart, man. I love Battle Rap. I'm going to support Battle Rap. That's my opinion. If they say that the app is $8, I was super hype. If you go back to one of my blogs, before I knew what the price was, I was assuming it'd be 10 to 15. And it may go up to that. Who knows? But I know that Monday, they are releasing the app. Memorial Day. So, download that shit, man. I don't work for URL. They're not paying me to do this. I'm just saying, from my perspective, I think it's an awesome thing. And hopefully that y'all will... You know what I'm saying? Hopefully y'all will you'll get it too. Because what it's going to do, especially for bloggers like myself and all of us other bloggers, man, it's going to be a lot more content that we can talk about. You know what I mean? If they're releasing 15 unreleased battles, that could be 15 potential battles that you could do recaps on that people haven't seen. You know, of course, the Cassidy Goods has been recapped to death. But, I mean, just certain ones like band battles, or not only that, they're going to be rolling out, you know, web series, looks like app-exclusive content. This jacked-up truck needs to get off my fucking ass. Why the fuck do you need 44-inch Mickey Thompsons on a Ford F-150? You don't, motherfucker. You don't. It doesn't make your dick bigger than anybody else on the road. I don't understand it. I don't. I get putting big tires on your trucks, motherfuckers. But there's no need to walk around here like your goddamn Bigfoot on the road. I said that in the other podcast, but it keeps happening, so I keep talking about it. It's what I get for living in the country, though. It's just part of it, man. Anyways, Chad, calm yourself, okay? But yeah, I'm excited about it, man. You know, I think it'd be dope if they do some, like, leading up to the battle kind of things, like some 24/7 type things, or WWE does it, UFC does it, you know, all sports does it. And to me, battle rap is closer to wrestling than it is anything, because I consider it almost like sports entertainment, because it takes skill, but it's got a vibe of sports and entertainment together. It's not just sports. It's not, you know what I mean? It's got a good vibe of a mixture of both. But yeah, man, I'm excited about it. You know, in other battle rap news, I guess you could say, you know, you've been seeing Tay Rock talking about, he's recruiting heavy for Cave Gang. He's on Twitter recruiting everybody. I don't know if he's getting ready to stop, say he's retired. He's never said that once, you know. So I guess it's time for him to say that and then battle 6 months later. You know, all the other battlers do it. Just don't ever say you're retiring. I mean, Tay Rock didn't say that, but that's kind of what it seems like. So that's going to be interesting. I've been seeing, you know, Cave Gang and Goonies going back and forth. You know, that'd be a dope, like, event. I just don't know who the fuck's in what now, because it's so confusing. Tay Rock announced that Bad News is in Cave Gang now, and I'm like, he was in NWX. Now he's in, like, what's happening? That's why I said it's like wrestling, man. It's like he just jumped from NWO Black and White to the NWO Wolfpack. You know what I'm saying? And there's going to be the LWO, which was the Latino World Order. And, you know, then you're going to have the Blue World Order with Blue Meanie. And all. I mean, I don't know. Whatever it is, man, I'm hyped about it. I'm all for it. Town Business was amazing. Can we talk about Danny Myers versus Diz for a second? Awesome, awesome, awesome event. Both days were great. Day two was amazing. Day two was great. Or day one was great as well. I think day two was a lot better. The pit format is where it's at, man. If they said there's never going to be another stage battle again, I would be fine with that. The pit format is where it's at. I did not mean to rhyme that. Illegal U-turn. Toyota Tacoma. I'm not going to tell nobody. I ain't going to tell the police or nothing, because I don't snitch, because snitches get stitches. But you know what you did. You know daggum well you should have just turned like a normal person and turned around. But you cut a U-turn and cut off two cars because you're a fucko and don't know where you're going. But yeah, people, I don't know. We'll see. You know, another thing that would be dope for the app, they're going to do app-exclusive events. You know, they can film battles a lot quicker. Like, they could say, hey, such and such, y'all two, we're going to set up a battle at this location, and we're going to put it up on the app in 2 or 3 days. You know what I mean? And, like, even the band stuff, that, like, they said when they film a band event, it can start getting released. They can start releasing the battles on the app, like, 3 to 5 days later, which is dope, you know, because with band, we don't know who battled. I mean, it leaks out on Twitter after the fact in the interviews and stuff, but, like, they filmed 3 days of events, of band events, and PGs, man. So I think that'll be cool I just think it's going to be a cool look, man. But again, if you don't want to get the app, Chad, Chatty Bobby, Battle Rap Chatty, he's not mad at you. I'm not mad at you, man. You do what you do, playa, you know? Copper, just speed. I mean, going 60 miles an hour in a 35 without his lights on. That's fine. Let me do that. Anyway, stop. Stay focused, Chad. Stay focused. But yeah, y'all just calm your jets, okay? Let's let the app come out first. I'm going to do, just like several of the other bloggers are going to do, I'm sure, I'm going to do a complete in-depth review. What I'm going to do is I'm going to download it on my iPad and my iPhone, okay? And I'll shoot a video going through the app. I'm not going to play battles, but I'm going to go through the app and talk about it on the iPad and then just kind of give my review. You know what I mean? We'll see, after I've had a chance to check it out and everything, there's probably going to be great things about it, and there's going to be some things that aren't great. But they're going to improve it. Please don't hit me, 18-wheeler. Jesus, you came whipping around that corner like fucking Dom Toretta. God, you got a 18-wheeler vehicle full of freight, and you're just acting like you're in a fucking SS Camaro. Not even a Camaro, a Camaro, okay? Oh, Lordy, Chad, calm down. Road rage is a thing, man. If I could battle rap if I could do like battle rap bars, like battle rap road rage bars, I think that could be good. You know what I mean? I can't battle a human being face to face. I would forget stuff. But I think I could like rant, you know, in battle rap form. Why? I'm just trying to get a drink at Sonic. That's all I'm trying to get. And there's 6 million cars in this place. It ain't even happy hour, motherfuckers. Oh, alrighty. Well, who knows, man? I just know that I love y'all. And this has been Battle Rap Dusty Roads Podcast. Or Battle Rap, whatever it is. There's no room. There's not one available spot in Sonic right now. Stop it. Pull right in front of the Golden Girls here. Thank you for being friends. People must have heard me. They're laughing. But in all seriousness, ladies, gents, Battle Rap Chatty, okay? If y'all enjoy the podcast, let me know if y'all want me to do more of these. I'm already doing the Chatty Bobcast on my Triple Flix Mafia channel, but I'm going to start doing this one on this channel just to see if we can get some traction to it. And it's more content for y'all battle rap wise. We can do it once a week. Since I released the other one on Tuesdays, I may do these on Fridays. And we'll just see how things go, man. Like I said, y'all be sure to like, comment, subscribe. I appreciate all the supporters that I've been getting. And it means a lot to you, boy. And I'm going to continue to do it. And we're going to see how things go. But this has been episode 1. Y'all be sure to let me know what you think about it. And the app's going to be here Monday. We're going to talk about it. Episode 2 could be reviewing it. You know, who knows what's going to happen from a week from now. But I'm going to get off here and get me something to drink and head to work. Woo!